Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So you know how I started my morning, right? The miracle morning. So today was not an all-in-one, which is not my favorite way to do, but I am always grateful to get that in. And I always feel more energized and happy and excited for whatever is coming down the pipe for the day, whatever that may be, whether or not it's something I know about, doesn't matter. So I edited the high functioning disaster today. So that's awesome. And we're good for this week. And we'll be working on Wednesday for next week's high functioning disaster. And then also tomorrow I have planned for working on Life in the Berry Lane. I have got to get the episodes up. And speaking of the high functioning disaster, I met with a couple of people today. One is a therapist for primarily men of color. And then I also met with Shannon Curtis, which I mentioned her name last week. She spoke with Brandon, and she is a medium and an intuitive coach. And I would call her a trauma-informed healer, though I'm not sure if she would refer to herself that way. I just feel such a connection with her. I love what she's doing. So I'm really, really excited to speak with her and really just to continue a friendship with her. And I have to say that I have met some of the best people through podcasting, whether it's been through their efforts to be guests on one of my shows or through learning how to podcast. I am incredibly grateful for the community of podcasting. So you know that my month of November goal, one of them is to practice yoga and or Pilates every day in some way for some amount of time. And I was in a little bit of a rabbit hole with Pilates because I'm not super impressed. Okay, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I am not impressed with the Pilates, the Pilates classes available through FitOn. I suppose maybe you get what you pay for. But I largely know how to do yoga workouts on my own since I've been doing it for over 20 years. I don't struggle to be able to do yoga on my own, but I'm not super well-versed with Pilates, and so I would not know how to create my own workout. So I got in a little rabbit hole and I was looking online and I went through the Better Me app, and I'm currently with a 1 week, what is it called, trial subscription, and fully anticipate canceling that at the end of the week. One, because we're on a no spend November, but two, I'm not sure if I like it. I have to try out the workouts. But even more, I found something very impressive on YouTube. And I know that I might be called a boomer, even though I'm not a boomer. I'm not even close to being old enough to be a boomer. But I realize there are a lot of things available on YouTube, but I like apps. But wait, I know there are YouTube apps available on the platforms, whether it's iOS or Android. But I never thought to, I never thought to look for particular types of workouts more recently. I have done in the past, like a long time ago, and not really found anything that worked for me. But today, I found YouTube Pilates, and that is the name of this account, YouTube Pilates. I'll link that in my show description. And so there are some really good videos on here. And just seeing that she does different types of Pilates, like she has mat workouts, she has reformer workouts, she has something called Cadillac, but I didn't even open those. I have no idea what that even means. And then she has, of those, she has ones called Slay, and I'm guessing that they're short but intense. But again, that's only a guess because I haven't really looked at it at those. But I love that she has these videos that are master the foundations, because I have never had any foundational training or classes for Pilates. I've not had any formal classes at all for Pilates. Like, I've never gone to a Pilates studio or taken a Pilates class at a gym. For yoga, absolutely been to yoga studios and had formal training from in-person yoga instructors. But this is going to be incredibly helpful. One thing I love about her videos, and you know, take this for what you will, is she has a dog in her videos. And I love that the dog is frequently just laying on the floor by her. And I'm not sure if it's a doodle or a poodle or a Bichon or what, but although I've only ever seen Bichons as white dogs, this one is completely black. But I think it's so adorable that this dog is hanging out with her the whole time. So, I'm going to be doing these Master the Foundations videos. And there are, so far, I've noticed over 30 foundations, I'm going to guess, but they're bundled together, if you will. So the last one I looked at was 13 through 16. They're short. I want to say that they're 20 minutes or less for each of the bundles, at least the ones I've checked out so far. And I think these are going to be really great. Plus, they're free. And I'm loving this. I would love to know what you, if you use YouTube for your exercise, work, you know, your workouts or whatever it is that you do for fitness, let me know what you do if it's free, because I'm totally interested. As you know, and if you're new here, you obviously wouldn't know, but if you're new, hello, welcome to my daily show. This is something that I'm just doing for November, but actually am thinking about maybe this might be something that I do long term. I don't know, but I'm kind of enjoying it. And by kind of, I mean I'm really enjoying it. So we're doing a no spend November. My husband and I are doing a no spend November. So we're working really hard to only purchase things that we need, not things that we want. And then we also have parameters covering things like my birthday is this month, Thanksgiving is this month. So we will have extra things that we'll be spending money on. And then we do like to have date nights. And so that is a parameter that we've worked in as far as what are we spending money on that isn't a need, but something that we want to do. Although I would argue that date nights are necessary because you need to stay connected to your spouse or significant other, and life is hard. So you need to come back together and be connected, right? So if you have any ideas for fun things, exercise, or whatever, just things that are fun and exciting and good or developmental to do. We don't care about religion, so please don't say anything religious because we're like 99% not going to be interested. We do like to volunteer, and we are currently reading Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. And so we are considering different ways to support charities in our area and other places to donate our time and give of our resources other than a local food bank called Gleaners, which we absolutely love. And we have volunteered there, but I'm considering that that might be a place that we give our money, particularly as the government shutdown, which last I checked is still not open. They need a houseboat. As I've said, I try not to be political because politics, religion, faith are all incredibly personal beliefs, and far be it from me to say you're wrong. We can disagree and move on. However, I think that the fight that is going on in this country is ridiculous. The power struggle is highly religious, and I disagree with it because I believe that there is not a national religion. Some people are going to disagree with me, but if you look, we have freedom of religion. We have the right to choose what religious faith we practice and also to choose none. And I am dumbfounded and flabbergasted by the number of people who profess to be Christians and followers of Jesus, and yet they don't want to help anybody have enough food, have enough resources so that they have a place to live. Trust me that I do believe that people should work so long as they can work. But not everybody can for whatever reason. Perhaps it's because they're caring for a loved one who is chronically ill or dying, and that is what their life is right now. It could be a child who is sick or special needs, or my goodness, far be it from our government to help us when we need something and it aligns with this religious sort of rhetoric that's going around that, you know, you have all these babies. And I think it was back in the summer where they were saying, we'll give you a bonus. Basically, we'll pay you to have babies. Okay, we'll pay you to have a baby, just this much to have the baby, but y'all know how much it costs to have a baby. And having babies, if you do your research, and this is not to create any kind of fear or anything like that, but having babies is incredibly dangerous for a woman. Like, literally, you endanger your health. It's what we do. Again, I don't have any children. I didn't want any children. And that's okay. It's also okay that people do want children, and it's okay that they want a lot of children. They're expensive. So if our government wants us to have many children, be hugely populous, okay. But then you have to be willing to support single parents, and I'm not just saying single mothers, there are single fathers who don't make enough money to make ends meet. It does not matter why someone is a single parent. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. And Lordy, I did not mean to talk about this. We create so much toxicity in our environment by judging people for where they are in life, as if we don't all have hard times. We certainly do. And we certainly all make poor choices at some point. But kicking someone when they're down is legit not helpful. It doesn't matter why a man or a woman has the number of children that they have. You don't know if they're widowed. You don't know if their spouse or the other parent simply walked away. You don't know what happened. And it frankly is not your business. Furthermore, a person should not have to work multiple jobs in order to have a decent and safe place to live, have reasonable and healthy food in their home, have heat when it's cold, and air conditioning if they so choose to run it when it's hot. I know some people run hot and they like it to be extra cool in their homes, whatever time of year it is, and vice versa. Some people run cold and they want it extra toasty regardless of the temperature outside. It should not be required for someone to work multiple jobs and literally kill themselves with the stress and strain of doing so in order to have a decent, safe place to live, reasonable and healthy food to eat, and utilities to have just, you know, and on par, you know, just if you, I don't even like golf, but par is ground zero, right? So you're not below, you're not above, you're just right on level with what is expected. So to be at par level, one job should be sufficient. In my life, I've been told, well, people should get an education or they should get jobs that pay enough. Let's be honest. Can we be honest? How many of you would willingly give up your cars and, you know, ride a bicycle or walk wherever it is you need to go, and or ride a public transportation mode, whether it's a bus, a train, subway, whatever? How many of you would give up your car to do that? Because if you drive a car, you need gas. Gas station attendants usually make minimum wage. In Indiana, in 2025, that is $7.25 per hour. How many of you like to stop at McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever fast food place floats your boat? You're running tight on time. You don't have, you know, you don't have time to go home and make dinner. So you need to run through the drive-thru. Chick-fil-A, Qdoba, Chipotle. Most places like that, and even grocery stores, do not pay a, quote, living wage. But we need these people because we need these services. Do we want them to be homeless? Do we think that they just need to get a higher paying job if they want to have a reasonable place to live, a safe place to live, healthy food to eat? And let's be honest about healthy food in this country. Buying healthy food should not be more expensive than non-healthy foods. It is less expensive to buy junk food than it is to buy fruits and vegetables. And I know people will argue with me about that, and that's fine. You can. And I'm not saying I don't eat fruits and vegetables. Now, being a bariatric patient, I'm incredibly limited on the amount of fruit I eat every day. And I eat almost no fruit. But vegetables, we eat vegetables, but they have to be non-starchy. And to be honest, I don't really like starchy vegetables. I don't care about potatoes, corn. I don't even know what else counts as starchy. I don't like peas. But it should not be less expensive to buy a bag of chips than a package of salad mix. And when I say salad mix, I'm talking greens, not iceberg lettuce. I'm talking like romaine and or spring mix, spinach. And then the extra vegetables that you put on it. Because if we're honest, most people don't just put the lettuce in a bowl or on a plate and call it a day. You want some protein on there. Chicken, steak, fish. And fish could be shrimp. Whatever you like on your salad. Cheese, tomatoes, onion, peppers, mushrooms. Think of a salad bar, cucumbers. If you buy all of that and have it at home, that's a lot of money. But to buy less healthy things and have the same amount of food, I'm not even talking calories because the unhealthy stuff tends to be higher calories anyway. But to have the same portion of food, if we want to compare apples and apples, if you want to talk cups, say you want 2 cups of food that's healthy and 2 cups of food that's not healthy, the price tag is going to be more expensive for the healthy stuff, and it should not be that way. this country is a high-functioning disaster. And that has been weighing in my heart for many weeks, months, to be honest. And it breaks my heart to see people who don't have enough, who are unhealthy, and not because they don't want to be healthy. They try very diligently to do what needs to be done to purchase those things that will help them be stronger and healthier, but they don't have the resources, or they can't make it. And food insecurity in this country is, it breaks my heart. There should not be one person in this country without food. If we can help other countries, why aren't we helping our own people with the bare necessities? I apologize for getting down a rabbit hole and, getting on a massive tangent and spending so much time on it, but I do not apologize for my stance. I do not apologize for my aggravation and frustration with our current government and the lack of care that they have for their quote neighbor when they profess Jesus or want to say that they are, quote, Christians. Because I have read the Bible and I have professed being a Christian in the past. I do not now. I have a very difficult time with organized religion. Because churches tend to be full of hypocrites. Judges and juries. And really, people just want to be loved and accepted. And church is supposed to be a community. And the Jesus I know in the Bible was not any of that. In fact, he chose to eat with sinners over the religious zealots. So why are we praising people who are more like the people who crucified the Jesus of the Christian church? I don't know. It's an honest question. I don't want to give my money to places that feed people, but require them to listen to a sermon or jump through any sort of religious loopholes or not loopholes. What's the word I want? Any sort of religious hoops in order to have the help that they need should not be required. If you are hungry, cannot afford food, you should be able to have food without listening to religious rhetoric or being given a Bible or whatever. If you want to offer someone that, offer it. Do not require it. Again, religious and political beliefs are incredibly personal, should not be forced on anyone else. Now, if you're still with me, thank you for hanging out and listening to my rant. So, one of the biggest highlights of my day was getting a call from my best friend, and we have been friends for over 30 years, and she called to say She wants to take me out for my birthday. So I am super excited that we are getting together this week for dinner and just the two of us, because it's been a while since, you know, she's busy and sometimes I'm busy. Our schedules just, they don't seem to align as much as they did when we were much younger. And so I'm just super excited to get some time with her and to get to talk. So that is all that I have for today. I certainly have made it through all my notes. And so I'll see you tomorrow for the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.